Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Spit Roast, written and read by Cheryl Blue. I was being spit roasted. At least that's what it felt like. Bent over and fucked doggy style whilst deep-throating an 8-inch long, 2-inch thick, juicy, rock, hard cock. With every thrust, the dick in my mouth tickled my tonsils, forcing me to dribble. Saliva trickled out of the sides of my mouth and down the length of him until it fell off his cock, whilst at the same time my pussy was getting wetter and wetter, excited by the pummeling I was receiving. His firm hands around my waist allowed him to get in deeper. It made my knees weak. My arse cocked in the air, attempting to be defiant, trying to show staying power. He was having none of it. He pulled out, slapped my arse, then slammed into me again. I felt him in my stomach. That's how it felt. The length of him, the length of my insides, shifting stuff, digging me out. He was truly digging me out. Meanwhile, him in front had a handful of my hair in his hand. He was pulling my head back and forth, using my hair as a lever. It was clear he wanted to choke me. He did choke me. I was choking on his dick. He loved it. I loved it. He pulled at my head faster. The speed of his cock going in and out of my mouth contributed to the slobbery sounds. Wet and gobby, a spit-covered, fully erect dick. I was at the mercy of these two dicks, and I loved it. I loved the control they exerted over me. They were in charge. I was their piece of meat. A piece of meat with two pleasure holes at each end. They shared me fairly. They enjoyed the sharing. Seeing each other getting it turned them on even more. It was like their own real-life porn movie. But this definitely wasn't acting. This was real. Very real. And it got even more real when I received a mouthful of cum and a load across my back. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.